AfterBuzz TV, starring place to the likes of WWE female superstars Kathy Kelly, Sonya Deville, and Zelina Vega, proudly presents Women's Wrestling Weekly, the world's first podcast and YouTube series dedicated exclusively to women's wrestling, featuring all the latest news as well as interviews with top superstars in the industry. And now, AfterBuzz TV's own gorgeous lady of wrestling, TK Trinidad.
Bonjour, you are watching Women's Wrestling Weekly, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet.
Okay, DJ Tony's
in the building. Shout out to DJ Tony for hooking us up. My name is TK Trinidad, aka the Canadian Assassin, and thank goodness he is here. He was actually here before me, so praise Jesus. America's chocolate sweetheart. And I'm pushing to get shirts, by the way, so y'all need to start hitting him up on Twitter. Evan T. Mack.
Yo, what up, girl? What's going on,
Nothing much.
I ain't seen you in a little bit. Everything going good?
I saw you last week.
But I see you cross. You was CrossFit. What was you doing? You was running. You was stepping and running in line.
What was I doing?
Some Instagram video?
I don't even know.
You was using every day, putting in that work.
Every day. I mean, that's what I do. Today, we have an amazing show. We have PW Star of the Week. We're going to do some news, but we have nothing but amazing guests, and today is no different. Hailing from Jersey City, New Jersey, Lucha Underground's Exolicious, a.k.a. the Concrete Rose, Sunny Kiss. What's up? Got the lip gloss popping and
for
everything.
Real.
You know.
All right, so let's get into it. That booty, though. what do you do to keep
every other Instagram photo is a picture of Sunny Kiss rump shaker?
I mean,
picture.
If I had that booty, my boyfriend about that. So that's why, if you notice, it's not as consistent as it used to be. But like these days, my man is like, listen.
I mean,
I'm a little more mellowed out. There are a little more wrestling stuff. A little more just regular posts of, you know, us, but I used to be out of control with it. But
I would be too if my booty looked like that.
That rum shaker, man.
So what do you do to keep it popping?
Squats.
Well, most of it is obviously genetics, but I think my physical fitness definitely plays a role, and you know, also my teaching yoga and doing yoga and stuff like that, and you know, keeps it nice and lifted.
Speaking of genetics, you said off the air that you kind of started. You did like your DNA check. Like, what did you find? What did you discover?
So I've always known that my mom was Muskogee, Creek Muskogee descent, and then my dad African American. But when I dove more into it, I figured out that I was more European than I was Native American, which was strange. And then my dad's side, they're more African American, Middle Eastern, European, and my mom's side's more of just Native American.
Incredible.
Well, there you
go. And my boyfriend, because like there was like 2% Irish, and my boyfriend's 100% Irish, so, well, not 100%, but he's Irish, whatever. And so we joke about it, like, what if we're related?
Wow.
Way down the line.
I
don't know if I want to find out mine.
I don't know.
All right. So you did mention you teach yoga on a regular basis?
Not as of lately.
Okay.
But like I teach it to like my boyfriend and stuff like that. And like I show him how to do it and stuff like that. Yeah.
Like finish the whole hour of yoga with your boyfriend?
I'm sorry?
You like teach him and you finish the whole hour of yoga? I mean, if I'm teaching
being,
my boyfriend,
compromising positions.
Damn or dog, I mean, I don't know how we gonna get
that. Oh my God.
I'm just saying from, you know, just saying.
Yeah, going a full hour doing yoga in the living room.
Okay.
Regular yoga.
I saw so you have a dance background. What drew my attention to like, you know, reach out to you? You did the splits off the rope. Like you jumped off the rope into the splits, like just dropped into it. How did you develop like all these moves? Like how do you take dance into wrestling?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's definitely the dance background, you know, also getting into cheerleading after high school and stuff like that. And then there was obviously looking up to the women's wrestling. We're on Women's Wrestling Weekly. So there's a lot of that. And, you know, seeing the women do it. And I knew, like, that being a guy that's doing these moves, I knew that I would have something that's more, like, you know, like unique and different. And it was authentically me because I was always doing the splits from dance. So it wasn't really no different. It was just doing a wrestling environment. It was, that makes it different. So being a guy, you know, there's not many guys out here doing splits, But doing them in wrestling would be pretty cool. And that's where I kind of started doing them in wrestling.
And then the move where you're holding on to the top rope and the guy, your feet are on the guy's shoulder and you're literally booty popping him in the face. I don't know. Is there a name for that move?
What's the name of that, the thing she just described?
I called it Kiss My Sass. But that's actually the Brazilian lap dance. I don't know if you guys have ever seen it before, but if you Google Brazilian lap dance, that's just a regular thing they do in Brazil.
It's like they do
at parties. Like, you'll sit there and the girl will put her freaking legs up on your shoulders and start bumping her booty in your face. Like, that's a lap dance in Brazil. So it's like, whoa, like, this could be a wrestling move, you know? And it's just like, it's cool.
It's noticeable.
It's cool. It's different. You know, it puts a little twist on, you know, that move, and it's just fun.
Yeah, I like that. You did it to Joey Ryan, and then he like like took a moment in the ring. Was very, very interesting. So your experience with Lucha Underground, a lot of folks from Lucha Underground have been on the show. How was your experience overall when you first started? Because we're in your second season.
Yeah, so it was all like, once I got there, like, everyone from Ivelisse, Joey Ryan, Jack, it was, like, everybody, like, in the whole cast was, like, real welcoming and warm to me. And then the makeup artist, I'm all really shy and nervous, and I'm just like, oh, hi. And they, like, they made sure I looked so bomb every single night. And I'm very feminine, but I do not know how to put on makeup at all. Like, I'm the most useless gay person ever, because I am terrible at putting on makeup. I am awful. So they, like, really, like, made me look really good, and they really helped me a lot. So thankfully I had them, because I would have been looking a hot-ass mess on national TV and stuff. But, no, everyone from the roster, the behind-the-scenes, everyone was really, really cool, really helpful. And anything I felt uncomfortable with or anything I wanted to do or that I wanted to try out, everybody was like, yeah, come on. Like, it was really, really cool, a really cool experience. Every single person, I didn't have any negative experience at all.
So how does Lucha differ from other wrestling promotions? What separates Lucha from everything else?
Well, they sure paying me a hell of a lot more.
Money!
questions that I've worked for, I would say. But I think it's just, they have this really cool eccentric feel to it. It's like, it's very different because it's not a wrestling promotion per se. Mm-hmm. It's like a television show as well. Mm. So it adds like this sci-fi, this really unique, like kind of a mystery to obviously the wrestling. The wrestling is kind of like, you know, secondary to like, as opposed to like the show being a show. So it's kind of like, not secondary, but more of like a really awesome addition to the show. Mm. So, yeah.
And now the fact, so you have, I mean, obviously, as everybody can tell, you're African-American or half African-American.
I'm definitely a person of color, period. Okay. I mean, I'll go into details of like, oh my God, I found my like this and that.
Okay.
But what do you like to check? What do you check on like the checkbox though on a test?
I never,
you
check a checkbox. I mean, in my household growing up, we checked off American Indian and African American.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But that's whatever. I'm a person of color. I'm a black man at the end of the day.
So being a person of color and also gay, how was that get like as far as wrestling? Because wrestling is known for having its stereotypes and, you know, they wanting people to fit in certain boxes. How was that when you started compared to now?
I think once they saw the true me and they saw who I was, not only as a African-American male, but as a gay male, and being who I am, like truly, really like, letting them see, like, being vulnerable and letting them see who I truly am. I think they kind of just was like, okay, like, this guy isn't like every other, you know, gay, or like, he's not like every, you know, black person. He's just him. That's just who he is. So he's just himself, and he's confident, and like, you know, we should respect him. And I think once I like made a name for myself, they started to see like, oh, okay, he's real serious about this. Like, and I also put on I also put on a lot more masks. I look different. I look more like a wrestler now. Mm-hmm. And so I think once they got a feel for who I really was, basically what I'm trying to say, is that's when they started to respect me more.
Being a person of color, being gay, like how what kind of person are you as far as when you were growing up? Like how are you like getting used to being like accepted or being accepting of other people? Because you know people are very judgmental. So mm-hmm. like how did you meet that, and how did you face that as you were growing up?
I think that's just not like losing your center, you know? I think a lot of times people, when you get in different environments, they lose their center. And that wasn't me. I remained who I was regardless of any negative situations, regardless of how people treated me. I definitely dealt with racism. I dealt with definitely dealt with homophobia. But I think once people, like I said, see who you truly are, it kind of like, man, like, get out of here. Like, it like smushes that. Like, it smushes that away. And so I feel like that's kind of what happened with wrestling. People kind of saw me and was like, yo, like, this guy's a little weird. But once they, like, really, really looked at me, like, you know, he's kicking butt, mm-hmm. and he's a powerful, strong black man, a confident gay man, they were like, okay, wow, like, he's something different.
Mm-hmm. So some of our questions from the chat, they want to know who would you want your dream match to be against?
Does it have to be a diva? Because I did see that question. Or
It could be anybody. So from Kennedy dream. Harris.
Damn, that's a lot.
Okay, we'll put diva with diva.
Well, so I'll say both now that I like have it in my head. I mean, Rob Van Dam is one of my inspirations. Uh-huh. I mean, inspiration for moves, persona. Like, he's amazing, and I definitely liked how he utilized his flexibility and athleticism and wrestling. So I feel like, because I do that obviously too, and like, he's definitely just a huge inspiration. So me having a match with him, my skills with his skills would be so cool. As far as like diva, obviously, okay, if I had to choose, I mean, Trish Stratus is my idol. Uh-huh. But I think having a match with Jacqueline,
that would be awesome.
That'd be dope.
Super. Like, I'm a huge, huge Jacqueline fan. And, like, watching her growing up, she's one of the first wrestlers that I've ever saw when I turned on the TV. And I started to really, really get into wrestling. She's one of the first people that I saw. And it was just like, wow, like, this is a powerful, beautiful black woman who's, like, kicking butt. And it was just really cool. Like, I think a match with her would be dope. So, yeah.
We'll go into this other question from the chat. Do you know about the Exoticos before you got into wrestling?
I didn't. I definitely had to, like, do some research. I love it. I think it's so cool. I was just talking to Cole Cabana on Cole Cabana's podcast mm-hmm. Last week. And I was like, I think it's so amazing how they took this lifestyle and they really, really made it a thing. Like, they made it, this crazy phenomenon. And people are behind it. They're like, holy snap, these guys are dressing in women's clothes and they're kicking ass. But I said I don't want to be deemed as an exotico because mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of it's not authentic. And they're like, you know, like I said, they're kicking butt and everything. They're doing a really good job in what they do. But I am just, I don't want to be looped in the category,
right.
You know, known as just a wrestler. Yeah, like, I feel like people put terms in these names and mm-hmm. it's just like, female wrestler or gay wrestler. They're just a wrestler, you know what I mean? Like, why do you have to put these labels on it? But I think them building up the title of Exotico, like I said, like, I'm not smudging, I'm not disrespecting at all the legacy of, you know, what they built, because like I said, they did it really well, mm-hmm. and they did a really good job. But I personally don't want to be looped in, you know, with Exoticos. Let them have their, you know, their genre. I just want to be looped in with everybody else. That's how I see it.
So besides wrestling, I know you're in school, so what's your other ambition in life? If, let's say, you couldn't wrestle or you're done with wrestling, what would you like to do?
I like to do a lot of things. I definitely want to work with children, whether it's coaching or physical education or anything like that, or, you know, just maybe a kinesiologist. I want to work in, like, the physical field, but in the special populations of children specifically. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Now, you auditioned back in 2014 for the Jets, and now I think they have the two male cheerleaders for, who was it again? I think it's LA team. But they just had the two male cheerleaders, and they made a huge deal about it. Do you want to go back into that, or are you just over with cheerleading?
I'm definitely not over it. Performing is my life. I definitely still want to, like, dab into performing, whether it's dance, music, whatever it is. I definitely want to tap back into that. I don't know. I think we'll see what happens, you know? I did the Ravens prep class back in 2016 as well, and their summer, you know, courses or whatever. And I did their summer class, and it was really cool. So yeah, I don't know. I would love to, definitely. Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
That'd be such an interesting combination.
Yeah.
Be like lucha by day or lucha by night, cheerleader by day.
I mean, dope.
Yeah, and then like half the women in wrestling actually started out. Well, not half the women, but you know, there's quite a few women in wrestling who started out doing dancing and cheerleading.
For sure.
So what's the term concrete roles? Like, define that. What does that mean when someone says that?
Well, okay, so I got the moniker from you know, Ashanti's third album, Concrete Rose.
That was fire too.
So Concrete Rose to her meant like, you know, infusing hip hop and R&B. For me, it's taking a, you know, my sweet and bubbly personality and bringing it to the ring where I start to kick butt. And so I kind of like, or also it's just like more of a persona, like where you being hard at this point, and then you could still be like this sweet and bubbly person, but still, like, you ever know a person that's like, I'm a nice person, but I know how to turn up when need be.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I see it as. It's like a, you know, I'm this nice, sweet person, but when I get to the ring, I turn up. So that's where I get concrete.
Like everybody's
from.
One auntie. That's
I guess my mom's always like, don't let the smooth taste fool you. I wish you would.
Or just being a person, you know, a concrete rose could be a male or female. It's basically just that one person who likes different things and they're very, very eccentric and very unique. And, you know, people judge them. People judge black people for listening to rock music, even though black people invented rock.
We invented it. Oh, I'm so glad you said that. Oh, my God. Black people invented rock and roll.
So you have this edgy, there's this people, you know, you have this edgy side to you. And people are just like, you know, oh, that's interesting that, you know, or men who tap into their sensitive side. That's interesting. Like, well, you're kind of like sensitive, but it's like I'm just a human. Like, I'm allowed to like different stuff or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So Concrete Rose, it's anybody who has two sides to them. It's like, I could, you know, be this soft little R&B dude, but I could, you know, jam out to some rock too. Just any type of way you can kind of put it together, peanut butter and jelly. Any type of things that you put together to mix that have different flavors. That's literally Concrete Rose.
Indeed.
So I've been reading a couple of articles, and they're comparing you. So they said Darren Young was kind of like the first person to come out, and people are comparing you comparing him to you. How do you feel about that, or do you just want to be like separated from it, or have you spoken to Darren or any of that stuff?
We speak on social media actually here and there. Like, we comment on each other's stuff, and it's all love. I love Darren, and I thank him for, you know, paving the way and opening doors, you know, him or Orlando Jordan. There's so many guys that came out before us. And then even indie workers like Anthony Bowens and Matt Cage and everybody, all the, like, the gay workers that came out before me, I definitely, like, thank you. Like, I appreciate that. And so I think it's great. You know, Darren and I are cool, like, as far as social media wise. I don't have no issues with him. And if they compare me to him, I love it. You know, blonde hair, being colored dudes, I'll dig it.
Light skinned and pretty.
I've seen like 50,000 pictures on your social media with you and your boy Toy. Now you are very much in love.
You said boy Toy.
Boy Toy. Listen. Tell me.
Look at the ring though. Yeah, this is not the ring.
Listen. No. So tell me what he means to you, and tell me what he means like to your wrestling career as well.
The Shamrock Shooter, Billy Murphy. He means a lot to me. Definitely, he helps enhance me both personally and professionally. He's so smart and so intelligent, and I just love. There's so much I can say about him. Like, he's honestly, like, he's my rock, and I thank him so much because he definitely keeps me like focused, and he's just an amazing human being. So talented as a wrestler too, so underrated, and he shows me a lot of holds too. I'm working on like a lot of different moves for next season because, you know, I always get this like this criticism, like, oh, you do all this athletic stuff, but can you like get grounded sometimes? I'm like, okay. So I want to try to like come up with some really cool different moves for next season, so, you know, stay tuned for that.
So you mentioned next season, so obviously you have the contract for next season.
Okay, get that paper.
I mean, we're journalists here. We don't let anything slide.
I'm sorry, get that paper.
So have you gotten like a draft or a script or something that's, you know,
storyline?
When you guys gonna be filming? Is it gonna be back in? Is it gonna be in February again, 2019? Or
I don't know.
He's like, they catching on too much.
Really?
I need to.
Y'all really are.
Oh, well, congratulations. I know Lucha is really big on, you know, keeping everything down, and everybody who has been on the show from Lucha has been super tight-lipped. So congratulations. Can't wait to see you on season 5. Now, Lucha is known for, I've seen you partner with Ivelisse quite often for intergender matches. Amazing matches.
Yeah.
Do you see that happening more in indie? Are people asking you to do that more often, or is it that more of a, like, you know, you see that in Lucha and maybe some other promotions, or what's your feelings about it?
Listen, indie promoters, if you're listening to this, I will team up with Ivelisse and Joey Ryan any day. And here's the thing, and besides, because my match with Jack Evans is probably one of my favorite of all time.
Mm-hmm.
It's so. Because Jack Evans is a wrestling god.
Yeah.
But, like, I have so much fun in tag matches and six-mans. Promoters, listen. If you want to get, the best out of me, I think pairing me with those two was, amazing. It was the most amazing experience.
Wow.
They were both so much fun to work with. Ivelisse is so smart.
Oh, my gosh. You know? Badass.
Psychology-wise, mm-hmm. Oh, my God, with wrestling. Girl. Like, there is nobody touching her. She is amazing, amazing, amazing. And then Joey's personality. They're mentioning Sammy Guevara a lot. I love this. Because
mm-hmm.
He's like my Lucha bestie, and I love him too. But, yeah. So, with them too, and then working with, like, Thunder Rose and everybody. Yeah. But anyways, tag matches, yes, book it.
Yeah.
Me with Evie, me with Joey, me with both of them, yes.
And that's what I like too, because they're not doing, okay, well, we have a girl on this side, we have to do a girl on, they don't have to do that. You know, people can stand on their own, and, you know, I just like the intergender matches. Versus, you know, some others where it's like, oh, well, the girl has to tag in.
At the very, very last second.
Goes in there and blah,
yeah.
blah, blah.
But
I, like, okay, I so did good. One-off, but it wasn't an official show or anything. It was like more of a practice match. But when I got to Lucha Underground, I was the first time I had worked with women in the ring,
mm-hmm.
because for the longest time I had this little thing where I was like, I don't want to work any women at all, because there's like this stigma, especially when, I don't know if you've like know from like the urban areas, being a person of color and being a gay guy, they have like the stigma. It's like, oh, you want to be a girl? Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god! And it's like, well, let me like work with the men, because I feel like I'll be able to tell a better story as far as like a triumphant, you know, story. Mm-hmm. Like working with women, they're working on their own story, because the gay lifestyle and the women's wrestling and, well, gay people in wrestling, the stories are very similar.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to tell the same exact story, whereas we're just as tough as the dudes, as, you know, such a male dominated world.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to show the same exact story, same exact fight. Like, yo, we're just as tough as all these dudes. So that was always my, like, focus. Like, don't put me with all girls just because you think that, oh, this girl and I would have this really attractive cat fight. Because promoters, you know how they are.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah, they're...
So I think I was like, okay, don't put me with girls just because. Like, put me, like, with girls because you want to see us kick ass. You know what I mean? I think a match with Evie would be so dope.
Oh, my gosh.
You know?
She's amazing.
So, yeah, incredible. So I think that was my mindset when, you know, people back in the day just try to book it. So I've, like, turned down about 2 or 3 bookies against females. It was mm-hmm. nothing against the females at all. I just definitely wanted to continue to tell that story of, like, I'm just as equal as the guys.
Right.
Just same way they're trying to tell that story with intergender wrestling. So I knew, like, what I wanted, you know, out of myself, you know, for wrestling.
I caught a glimpse of your shirt before we got on the air, like, real quick. Pretty on fleek.
Oh, but, I like that.
So
I need one of those.
So I also see that.
It's Christina Milian's clothing line.
Okay. So I also see you have your own shirt on Pro Wrestling Tees, like, right?
I do.
How do you get that shirt?
.com/sunnykiss. Actually, we just got a power couple one, so Killian and I have one together. It's
nice. Okay.
It's like a Rick and Morty parody, so go and check it out. Hey.
You watch Rick and Morty?
I love Rick and Morty. I haven't seen it, you know, because obviously the season's been off air or whatever. The show's been off air or whatever. But I had definitely seen it because he introduced me to it, my boyfriend. He was like, yeah, you gotta watch this show. It's so funny. And we have different kind of humors. Actually, I just talked about this on my social media on Instagram because someone asked the question about being in an interracial gay relationship. Mm. And I was like, yeah, some things some races just do differently. Yes. And humor is one of them because we definitely don't have the same kind of humor. And like, my humor is not the dry, corny. So I have issues with some of his humor. But with me, I like things that aren't, like, traditionally funny. Like, I don't like stand-up either. So I definitely don't think stand-up is very funny.
Like, any stand-up ever? Nobody? Eddie Murphy? Nope.
He said no.
And I tried ever. So hard, and for so long, I thought something was wrong with me.
No.
Because I was like, oh my God, why am I not laughing? I thought I had a risibility problem. You know what I mean? I was like, oh my God.
Oh my goodness. All right, so we're going to hit the rapid hot tags real quick. If the DJ Tony Tone can hit that music.
You be good, bro. Man, no stand up? Damn.
I'm sorry. I didn't get too strong.
All right, so here we go. So I'm going to hit you with some questions. You're going to say the first thing that comes to your mind. You ready?
Go for it.
Okay, always early or always late?
late?
Wait.
Last person you text.
My boyfriend.
Uh-oh. We know. What is the one thing you love about yourself?
About myself?
Mm-hmm.
My booty.
I mean, I love your booty too. That thing is banging. Dream dinner guest.
You said they could be dead or alive, right?
Yeah. Yep.
All right, so I'm Aaliyah.
Who? Sorry?
Aaliyah.
Oh, wow. Who would play you in a movie?
Yeah. Okay, when I was younger, okay, so Tyler James Williams, that's the Everybody Hates Chris.
Okay.
Yeah.
Last show you binge-watched?
I love New York. Actually, I was just watching it before you guys called.
If you were a crayon, what color would you be?
I'm sorry?
If you were a crayon, what color would you be? If you could dance or you can listen to one song for the rest of your life, what song will it be?
That opens a whole lot of fun.
Okay, we'll pass on that. If you were on death row, what would be your last meal?
I'm terrible. I like too much. There's so much. I'll just choose the most unhealthiest thing, like a burger, fries, and a soda.
Okay, there you go. Sounds good to me. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
We can't wait to see you in season 5 of Lucha Underground. He's like, that's all you get.
That's all you get. That's it.
Where can people find you on social media?
That's at SunnyKissXO on both Twitter and Instagram. Facebook.com/SunnyKiss1 and ProWrestlingTees.com/SunnyKiss.
Yeah, and if you want to see that booty, you have to scroll down.
It's
down,
like every other picture, though.
Hasn't been posting as much. But, you know, it's enough.
But once you start getting into it, you, like, get all into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you scroll down. A couple months back, you'll see it. It's a work of art, I tell you.
I was keeping it in there a little bit. The past couple weeks. But, you know, I didn't want him to be tripping.
I mean, yeah, you have to keep your love alive. You have to change that promise ring to an engagement ring.
Word.
Work on that. He's like, don't worry. Thank you so much. We're going to move on with the show. Thank you so much. We're going to hit the...
Yeah, we'll give him Tony a DJ to give a second to cue up that news whenever he gets.
Well, while we doing that, we can thank our After Buzzers real quick.
Yeah, man, you got to thank these After Buzzers, man. Especially my man Joey Bosa. He's hot under the collar, so I'm going to get to him in
the GM.
The GM of the Women's Wrestling Weekly. Our network produces so many shows, nearly all your favorite TV shows, from drama, TV, reality, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve television fans, but we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels by subscribing to our channel. YouTube will suggest content that is tailor-made for you after what's continuing to grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because they are optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other YouTube After Buzz channels as well. Let us know you did, and we'll thank you in the comments on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and help us be the ESPN of TV talk. DJ Tony Tone, if you please. Women's.
pro wrestling news.
First of all, listen, I had to skip all the way down, man. Because listen, there's a new match added to Evolution that got Joey Bosa all hot under his collar. Joseph Bosa, I know you're listening,
the
man.
The GM of
Women's Wrestling Weekly is upset. All I know is we got Alicia Fox, Oscar, Billie Kay, Carmella, Dana Brooke, Ember Moon, Lana, Manny Rose, Naomi, Nia Jax, Peyton Royce, Sonya Deville, Tamina, and Tori Wilson in this battle royal. Mm. Whoever wins gets a future shot at a championship. What the hell's the problem, Joey? What's the problem?
Well, I think, one, they haven't been promoting this properly. As we know, they have the crown jewel happening somewhere. Mm. So they haven't been promoting this properly. And the fact that they take so many women and put it in one battle royale, which was fun the first time around, but this is an all-women's event. Mm-hmm. So we should either have some really great dream matches, or we should have, you know, something that there's in a storyline. I mean, we had SmackDown on Tuesday. Didn't see Naomi, and I'm always looking for Naomi. You already know she's my favorite. Didn't see Naomi. We had some storyline with the Usos, which I didn't even understand that one. The Rock didn't show up. We're going on a whole tangent.
Dwayne.
I think people are, you know, there were quite a few wrestlers on Twitter and social media that were highlighting it, but they're highlighting it in a very PC way, which they have to.
Yes.
So, you know, you don't really know if they were upset or not, but I can definitely see why people would be upset.
Yeah, do you think there's a glass half full, like, thought process behind it that you get to see wrestlers, you know, I guess women, it's just women, I don't know.
Well, you have to look
at it. And it's a title opportunity.
Well, I mean, Naomi won. She won the last one. She won the last one, and there was nothing. She tweeted that she didn't even get the trophy for that yet. So, I mean, I think they may get a challenge, but if it's on Raw, then they're gonna lose because Ronda has the belt, and I think Ronda's gonna have the belt for a while. Mm. So, you know, and Becky may lose the belt. I don't see Becky holding on for too long.
You think she'll keep it till Mania?
No,
not till April.
No, she's not. She's not the.
What you think of Survivor Series?
She's
maybe?
Not the favorite. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I like Becky. She's deserving of it, but she's just not the favorite.
She's not the company favorite, you're trying to say.
She's not the company favorite, meaning that she's not going to be like a Roman Reigns in the situation where, because you saw her, she was in a great position, then she just tumbled all the way back down to the hill. Goodness. She made some noise here and there, especially the tag team matches and stuff like that. Yeah. Definitely a hard worker. She's going to stay, you know.
Best shape of her life right now, too.
Right. She doesn't seem like, you know, she's shaking up anything, too. So she's going to be in the company for a while, unless, you know, there's somebody that new takes over. But, you know, she's going to be one of those people that's going to stay in, and she's going to win the belt here with belt there, but she's not going to be that Roman Reigns or that Charlotte Flair type situation. And it's unfortunate, but that's what happens when you're with a big company like WWE.
Yeah, Bosa said. I mean, the NXT UK launched today. Their women's championship is supposed to be on the line, but we don't see the champ crown most likely. Tony Storm met Nina Samuels this week. I would sit through a 5-hour pay-per-view gladly with the women. It's like the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing.
Yeah, that pay-per-view is.
It makes a good point.
If it's. One, it's in New York, and nothing against New York, but where they're having it.
Oh, I mean, it was like, what? Where the hell is this?
Yeah, the location's kind of weird, and it might be a money thing. I don't know. I don't know. I hope it goes well, but the way that we're seeing it just doesn't seem like it's going to be exciting.
Yeah. All right, BJ Tong, can I get that bell, man? Yeah. Bound for Glory had a couple. It was spicy, man. Tessa Blanchard defeated Taya Valkyrie in a barn burner, in a slobber knocker.
Yeah, that was one of our poll questions. People pulled for Tessa. Obviously, we pulled for Taya because, you know, she's a friend of the show. Yep. But it was an amazing match. I think Chris Jericho made some points or talked about it on Twitter. A lot of people, it was just a great, great match.
Yes.
And also, Tessa's hair was done by my hairstylist.
Was she for real?
Yes.
That's what's up.
So shout out to
it looked good, too.
Shamia. She does some amazing braids. So.
Looked like it had a little chocolate touch on it. Looked like it had a little bit of sister on it.
So it was a great match. The whole thing with Austin Aries and all that other stuff was a whole crazy thing.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I was actually on Sarah's show, Wrestling with Friends. Something like that. I was on Women's Wrestling with Friends, I think it is, talking about that. It's like I could see both ways why Johnny Mundo pointed out the whole short thing, and it's like that short is acceptable, but everything else is kind of not, and he shouldn't have gone for that. But, you know, if you're not creative, then you go for the first thing that, you know, Johnny Mundo, there's nothing much you can point out unless you dig deeper.
True.
On the surface, he's amazing.
Yeah.
Right? So unless you take the time to dig deep, and almost like Drake and Pusha T, you have to take the time to dig deep for some stuff.
You gotta really look for some stuff.
So the first thing you want to go to is, because people still go at Tyah for, you know, weight, even though she looks amazing.
Y'all gotta stop that too. That's,
you know,
that's,
so.
Also, as Ali rescues Kara Hogan from the undead realm with Rosemary's help, that was theatrical.
Amazing.
I loved it though. It was
amazing.
There was a lot going on there. James Mitchell arranged for Ali's safe passage into the undead realm. Mm-hmm. And we got intense final deletion style mini movie. It was awesome.
It was awesome. I was live tweeting through this, and I wasn't sure if Kiara was going to be on the show anymore, because the week before, Soo Young put her in the coffin, and then I saw Kiara at WOW last week. So I'm like, oh, she's probably just doing promotion. Yeah. So, you know, Impact just kind of switches it up, and then she reappears. So awesome. Ms. Hogan's getting those checks.
Yo, man, she's
everywhere.
Yo, it's very interesting, because it's not like, because you meet her, she's amazing. Talk to her on Skype, she's lovely, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Do you know why she's so many people like her? What do you think that is? What do you think?
I think it's a combination of deadly and cute.
Right.
She's 5'2".
Yeah.
She's different. The right word's not stocky, but she's
put
not,
together, though. Yeah,
she's not petite. She's petite, but she looks like she can still whoop your ass.
Yeah.
So, I mean, she has a lot of good things, and she's a new wrestler. You know, it's just one of those things.
Young.
Yeah, very young. She's on WOW. I can't wait for you guys to see WOW. I saw the live taping last week on Wednesday and Thursday. She did an amazing job. She's on Impact. She's a whole bunch of indie shows. I believe she's bar wrestling tonight
good
as well.
Lord, girl.
So, you know, kudos to her. Getting those checks.
For doing
hustle.
Her thing, man. Yeah. For real. But, DJ Tony Tone, my last tidbit, brother. So, okay, Nikki Bella says she wanted AJ Lee for the return of Evolution. Now, listen, everybody named Mom.
Why is she doing that?
I don't listen for it. Like,
she don't know better?
But I didn't tell you. Didn't be talking about Nikki like that. I ain't told you. TK, I didn't told you don't be talking about my girl. It's one of my favorite things of all time right here. I put this video on because this is one of my favorite moments. This is when, you know, you ever see when AJ comes out, she puts, like, the pads in her butt.
Oh,
AJ comes out in Nikki's face. She was salty. But, so she says she really was hoping she'd be at Evolution. Now, clearly, we know that's not happening ever.
That's why that is such a...
It's
why
crazy.
Would you say that?
I don't... I think just because she's...
She can?
One of her quotes... Well, yeah, she can, but also one of her quotes that she loved, like, the matches they had together. She wanted to do... She can see herself just doing something with AJ. I think she just wanted her there, like, as a sister. But it's one of those things where, like, a lot of people clamor for that girl, but I just don't think it's happening.
I don't think so either.
She's a Hall of Famer. Is WWE in that place where they'll ever pull that trigger?
I mean, they haven't pulled it for China.
Yeah, that's tough. Like, worst people they have called though, and they have tapped on the shoulder for that thing. Like, they put Sting in like instantly. And he's like, never. He's a Hall of Famer. He's never part of WWE. You know what I mean? So it's one of those things where, like, what do you think? Why do you think people always like her name just pops up?
Well, I mean,
what do you think that's about?
It's all the drama that's happened within. It's also the fact that she has distanced herself from that so much.
Oh my God.
And also WWE has in anything that they had to, we had all these great women events, and you know how they do the highlight reels of, you know, women from the past. She's nowhere on it except if she's going up against somebody that they're trying to highlight. And that's like,
that's true.
Rare. So, I mean, it's obvious that WWE wants to erase her from history. So, why Nikki would do that? I mean, maybe she feels like she has the clout.
It's like she belongs to be in this evolution.
Right.
Like,
I think so, too.
Oh, God, yeah. Dude.
Right? But it's like, if anybody else said that other than Nikki, there'd be issues.
Yeah, she's a... There's certain times where you get, as a wrestler, you're like a made man, so mm-hmm. to speak.
Oh, yeah, Nikki's made.
Not to take a mafia term, but that's just the best way to say it, you know?
Yeah.
And you know the people. Mm. You know. John Cena can... He can...
John Cena!
Short of orderly a nuclear strike.
Did a 45-second video for SmackDown. No good background.
John
just
Cena's
little...
John Cena's the goat!
Little something with the new hairstyle. Like, I get it. You doing your thing.
He's doing his
but
thing.
They couldn't even, like, do, like, a promo against somebody. Like, create some heat even while you're not
John
there.
John Cena living
just
his
like,
best
hi,
life.
I'm here, but I'm not really here. But I'm still getting paid to do this. And then The Rock with his tweet.
Yeah, that's your boy. That's totally different excuse.
I'm sorry.
He, like, made SmackDown. But with Bella, she said she actually is... Like, is doing like full roster stuff. Full. It's not like a. She's back. She said.
We'll see after evolution.
So you think that's the gauge of if she's still around?
Well, she might. I have a feeling that after the whole thing, well, Ronda's not going to lose the belt. So after the whole thing with Ronda, they might disappear for a couple weeks and reappear for, you know, Survivor Series. Definitely reappear for WrestleMania. But I don't see them week to week.
Not Monday, every Monday.
No.
All them travel dates.
No.
And also, it's one of those things. Do you see them trying to build? This is a ridiculous thing to say, but do you see them trying to build up something? Because Nikki does have the record. Do you see them giving that to Ronda for that long, and then having like a thing where Nikki tries to like interrupt the streak or something like that?
Well, yeah, you could definitely do something like that because Ronda still has more years on her. Nikki still does, but Nikki's, you know, been. I think she's almost 10, she's 10 years
back now. I know,
right? So. You could definitely do that. I don't think they should, but they've been giving Ronda everything, so I don't see why they wouldn't. Just, you know, so, you know, TMZ can cover it. So, you know, it is what it is.
That is all I have for this afternoon. All
right, DJ Tony. You want to hit that star of the week?
Yo.
Yo, listen. I can't have it work today. He be forgetting like it's a long
man,
week for him.
Sarah Rebel, she has missed more than she thinks she did. I was wrapping it up.
I was like, let me catch him real quick before he shuts everything down.
I was ready to shut off the iPad. I was ready to pack it in. I'll tell you, I practiced this too. I've been rehearsing this star of the week, man. Listen, I have. Check it out. Our women's wrestling star of the week is Mandy Leone. She's a model, actress, dancer who is currently signed to Ring of Honor. The 5-year veteran got her start in 2014 in Pennsylvania. She is from really close to where I'm from, by the way. No Harrisburg, Carla, like 15-minute ride. We never crossed paths, but I was just tripping when I read that. at a Ring of Honor future, losing to Jenny Rose. She appeared in the Japanese promotion World Wonder Ring Stardom in 2017 and defeated former Women of Stardom champion Io Shirai in her opening match, which is amazing. Leone also appeared in WWE as Rosebud for Adam Rose in 2014 and 2015, which seems like a lifetime ago because they were putting that dude over. In 2018, Leone was one of the participants in the Women's of Honor Championship Tournament where she defeated a friend of the show, Madison Rayne, in the first round but was defeated by Kelly Klein in the quarterfinals. Mandy Leone is a wrestler to watch and keep your eye on because she's from my hood too. What's up?
Well, I mean, you gotta rep.
You gotta rep, dude. You be repping Canada, girl. I'm repping the Burr area.
Why not? So last week's poll. So like I said, we had who are you rooting for Bound for Glory? Tessa Blanchard had 59%. Taya Backer is 41%. You know, obviously we were pulling for Taya. Yeah. This week's poll is very intentional. So I'm calling on y'all.
What up?
I need your help.
We need y'all.
I mean, if I could tell the whole story, I would, but I can't.
I want Tony to come in here and bring the hook out.
I know.
Vaudeville hook.
But, so, I went to WOW last week.
Word.
Amazing show. For you guys who don't know, David McClain is he's the co-founder of WOW, but he's also one of the owners of WOW, as well as Jenny Buss, who is also the owner of the Lakers.
I want y'all to listen. The L.A. Lakers.
I mean, okay.
But you know, we got a whole bunch of international guests and people that be tuning
in. Okay, L.A. Lakers. So here's the thing. If you guys want Jenny Buss, who was there last week.
She was.
Taking pictures of Tessa Blanchard and all of them on the show.
Mm.
Just, I'm going to put it out as a poll. Yes or no.
Yep.
On top of that, I'm going to need you guys to tweet Jenny.
Because
Jenny's hard to find. And I'm good at digging.
She's a mover and a shaker.
Yeah. I'm going to need y'all to tweet Jenny to convince Jenny to come on the show. Because I can't find her people to contact her. And I can find people. Just can't find her.
I never seen anything like you. You like a black April O'Neil. I never seen anything like it. Investigative
reporter. That is the poll question. If you want to see Jenny Buss on the show... You're going to put yes or no.
I'm voting yes. Y'all need to get on. We need y'all help. We need the people's help.
Yeah, we need the people's help. We need the people's help to go on YouTube, AfterBuzz TV, Wrestling and Sports.
Yes.
Click that subscribe button. Also, leave comments. leave comments. We definitely appreciate it. Like I said, I'm working on getting y'all some free stuff. I mean, I can only do so much.
It's only on fire today.
Can only do so much. I need the powers to be to say yes. However, when they say yes, because it's not if, it's when they say yes, then those comments and all that stuff is going to work for your benefit. Trust me. DJ Tony, do you have what we discussed last week? What we did last week? Okay. All right. While DJ Tony is doing that,
he's doing his thing, man.
He's doing that. No, shout out to Tony. He puts up with us every week.
He does make this show. Just, good Lord, God bless this. Yeah. There's a lot of moving parts. There's a lot of things. A lot of people. There's Skype interviews. Yeah. And stuff.
If you're not familiar with AfterBuzz, they do after shows. This is a whole show production. Yeah. Tony's the only one who can do it. So you know,
100.
Shake that ass, bitch, and let me see what you got. Just shake that ass.
I didn't see that coming. Just shake that ass. I didn't see that coming. Let me see what. I swear, I see some stuff. Let me see what you got. There's a couple moves I don't break out until it's desperate.
Wait, what's this move?
That one right there, you gotta just. That one, that's. I've been doing that move for 20 years. Everybody got a go-to.
Oh my gosh, Tony in the booth.
I didn't see that one coming either.
I put something up there, but he got it. So this is a straight ripoff from R-Truth, True TV.
Shout out to R-Truth, I'm not even gonna pretend. That's my guy, man.
I loved the dance break. I loved the dance break. Vince McMahon.
Oh my goodness, listen. And this was crazy. I respect wrestlers. He's a company man, Hall of Famer, that just makes things fun and still is just dude.
He was doing the two-step, the old man two-step.
I'm here, man, and still finds a way to keep himself in shape.
Mm-hmm.
He's a bad boy, man.
So, we're going to be doing that every week. If you want to send songs.
Oh, yeah, by all means. You can even hit us with Curveball. It can be a slow jam. Something crazy.
Here's what you could do. You could send Tony in the booth. What's your Instagram handle or your social media handle?
Harass Tony.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Harass Tony.
Blow me up, everybody. You can find me everywhere at Tony B. Tony _ T-O-N-Y. The letter B. T-O-N-Y.
He's ready.
_ Thank you very
much. Yo, harass Tony. You can just say hello.
Send Tony the song that you want for the dance break. He'll take care of it. But here's the thing. Tony's a busy man. So you have to send it to him a couple times.
Don't send it like Wednesday.
Yeah, don't send it tonight because he won't remember. So you then you send it like, you know, weekend.
Make it clear. Just don't send me just like a title. Like, I need to know like what is it? Like song for Women's Wrestling Weekly, title of the song, where to find it. Send me a link.
That's a little bit much. Just send him a link and say put dance off. That's
there you go. Thank you.
You asking for a whole bunch. We don't have
Tony's
time for all
that. Tony's very technical man.
Yeah, yeah. So if you want a song for the dance off to be played, because we're gonna be doing this every week, because why not?
Why not?
That's how we do. So America's Chocolate Sweetheart.
Yeah.
Where can they find you?
Evan T Mac, Instagram and Twitter. Holla at your boy. I read everybody's comments, everybody's stuff. So I always take time to say what's up. But I appreciate you all. Truly, especially the GM of WWE.
Bosa,
he the GM, man.
GM.
And boy Johan Pena.
Yeah.
Long time after Buzz.
So most of the GM, what's Pena?
That's the thing is he might be the mayor of AfterBuzz TV.
The mayor.
Yeah, because he watches everything.
All right, so he's the mayor. Okay,
he supports everybody. He know Tony. He know Johnny Quasno. Like, he's met Johnny. I'm like, that's the mayor. Mayor and GM.
There you go. Boom. I noticed you're all packed up, so we ready to go. And you think Evan T. Mac, America's Chocolate Sweetheart, should get a shirt on Pro Wrestling Tees, which I think you do. And I think I should be getting 2% because I did create the name.
No, listen, you know what's crazy, though? They got a red carpet, right? They got a red carpet. Jeff got red carpet and Junior Rod's supposed to be there. Now you know I'm trying to get on that carpet so I can get the official blessing, and if I get it we got to put the tape on. I need to get the blessing of her giving me the America's. I just need her to be like, it's cool.
She's not the America's Chocolate Sweetheart. Anyways, before Tony starts playing the goodbye music, you can find me on everything at TK Trinidad.
Yeah.
Follow us on Twitter, WPW Weekly, IG, same thing. Facebook, we do have a Facebook page. If you do wander into Facebook,
just
we have
like.
A Facebook, Women's Wrestling Weekly. Other than that, like I said, we are pretty much booked until the end of the year, so we have guests for you every single week. For season 2, because that's just how we do.
It's awesome.
But you know, once you guys, you know, corral Jenny Buss, we're gonna make some room for her.
We're gonna do something.
It's gonna happen.
Somebody get bumped. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's gonna happen. Other than that, we're gonna see you guys next week. Ciao.
From executive producers Kevin Undergaro, Maria Menounos, Phil Svitek, producer TK Trinidad, and me, Mark Donica, your voice of AfterBuzz TV Wrestling, we ask you to rate and comment on iTunes, subscribe to AfterBuzz Wrestling on YouTube, and find us on all social media. Thank you for watching Women's Pro Wrestling Weekly. See you next week.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.